We just put in, we put in the work during the week. We put in the work during training camp. We put in the work during OTAs, and it's showing. And we haven't even scratched the surface yet. We still have a lot of work ahead of us. And, you know, we're not even happy where we're at because we can see we could go so much further and do so much better as a group. And that's a good thing because we're hard on ourselves.
Seems like there's a nastiness to all five of you now. I think Austin called it controlled anger.
I mean, if you don't play with anger as offensive lineman, you're playing the wrong position. You know, you have to play with anger. I mean, I feel like that's offensive lineman. You know, personality. You got to have a little anger, and Austin probably summed it up well because you do have to control it. Because you know, you don't want to get personal fouls and hurt the team. But you know, offensive lineman is a violent sport, and if you're not playing angry, you need to be playing a different position.
When you look at the last two games that you guys have played, Derek throws for 513, and then the next game you run for over 200. As an offensive lineman, that seems to be that consistency seems to be the common theme there. Turning in back-to-back games like that, showing that you can do different things well, that must be a real good feeling.
You know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but, you know, we had a bye week, and, like, those 2 weeks are really, like, behind us now. Okay. You know, right now we're focused on Texas. And the Texans, because, you know, this day is a big day for us in our game plan week. So I'm not really even thinking about those past 2 weeks. I'm moving on to this defense because they have a great defense, and they're not getting talked about enough. But watching them on film today, they have a great defense, and their defense is what's leading that team.
What stands out to both of them?
They play well. They play together well. They move to the ball. They gang tackle. They blitz very well. And they're a physical front. They're a physical front. I feel like what they do, they know they know what to do in their scheme, and they do it well.
For you guys, what's that elevation going to be like, especially for you big guys up on the line?
It's going to be tough. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. It's going to be tough. It's tough in Denver. I went to school in Utah, so I dealt with it a lot then, like, you know, coming from L.A. and going back. It's tough. You know, the thing is, you know, whenever that second win hits, then you're good. But you hope that second win hits early. But whenever that second win hits, then you're really good. That's my honest opinion. When my second win hits, it's usually early in the first quarter, hopefully. Maybe second, but when that hits, I'm pretty much good the rest of the game.
Have you heard about the locker room setup? I guess they're going to be, like, in the parking lot. You're going to have to kind of climb through the stands at halftime and after pregame.
I didn't know that. That's the first thing. But, I mean, I feel like the NFL is going to do a good job of making sure everything's set up and right for us. They've done that in the past. I mean, I've been to London 3 times, and those were 3 good trips. So I don't expect anything different. You know, the NFL does a good job taking care of the players.
You guys up front play with some anger and some nastiness. How does Derek Carr play?
Derek Carr is the saint in the back. He keeps us in line, you know. He doesn't curse. Doesn't like it when we do. But, you know, he sits back and lets us play. Mm-hmm. He gets in our face if we're getting out of hand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, calms us down when he needs to. But that's Derek Carr's job because he's the leader of this offense and of this team. So he sits back and, you know, he'll let us be us. But if he gets a little bit to the – like you said, the control, losing control, then he'll come back and, you know, make sure he gets in place.
How much does it add to the experience the fact that Tommy Smith will be to you guys? You know, he's such a legendary figure. He'll be lighting the Al Davis torch. Given how, you know, social justice has really taken a stand in the forefront over the last few months.
I mean, I think it's a big, big part of this. You know, I play football. That's my job. I mean, I try to stay out of politics because, you know, I really don't want to say the wrong thing and have people jump down my throat because of my opinion, so I really just keep that to myself. But I love the lighting of the torch. When it's here, I'm glad they're taking it to Mexico with us because it's big. You know, I was a Raider fan growing up, so, you know, I grew up with Mr. Al Davis, and, you know, I love that they, you know, they honor him before every game. I think it's a big thing.
Not sure if you were asked this. I came in here late, but I caught the interview you did on the NFL Network, and you said Derek actually yelled at you before, and you were caught off guard a little bit.
I mean, yeah, I was caught off guard, but it was all fun and games. And you know, as me being an older guy, I can't be mad because I was in the wrong at that point. You know, it was time for us to go, and he was ready to say the play. But you know, that's the relationship all of us have. It's nobody takes it personal. Nobody. You know, we laughed it off after. You know, I joked around with him, like, man, bro, you didn't know, you just told me shut up. Like, you know, it's nothing serious like that. And he claimed, he said, be quiet. But I thought it was shut up. Like, he said something about it. But that's how good our relationship is with everybody in this locker room and everywhere. Like, we brush it off. Like, it's a joke. But, you know, at that point, I'm like, okay, let me get down because it was really time to go. I shouldn't have been talking. So, but me doing that, it sets an example of being an older guy that the other guys, if he says that to them, you know, hopefully they'll accept it and do the same thing.
He also said, he tells you guys, if you guys win, the team will win.
You know, do you see the kind of ripple effect?
Yeah, he calls us an engine. You know, a car, there's no car without an engine. And, you know, it's crazy. His last name is Car. His last name is Car. And, like, it's no car without the engine. And, you know, we tell them we're the engine. We tell the D-line they're the engine for the defense. So, you know, that's how we try to lead as our team with our front line.